Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Live on this Tuesday, March 26th, it is indeed Kale and Company, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube, as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210, the phone number, on social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Don Stensland with the news. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Action-packed Tuesday today. Oh, do we have a lot of good stuff to get into. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Gregory.
Bridges collapsing. Diddy on the loose. Colbert apologizing for jokes. And MSNBC still not over the hiring of Ronan McDaniel. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well, and that covers the show. So with that further ado,
yeah, good night, going
everybody.
Home.
Good night, everybody. That was a hell of a take.
Sorry.
Woo!
Got to start strong, buddy. 602 right out of the gate. Let's go.
You're right.
Let's do this. Come on.
2 days in a row. Listen to the jump this man has at 602.
Woo! Yeah, which means I'm going to crash by 637.
Once we get through the cut sheet, you can do whatever you want. We need you until the cut sheet or through the cut sheet. We'll get to all of those stories, as Greg mentioned. Also, Florida is where social media for kids goes to die.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to that ban, see if that holds up. Also, Ghostbusters and racism. Yeah, true story.
Who are you going to call?
Plus, Legos is in the news. We will get to that crazy story. For California and the criminal justice system. Never thought I would put those two together. Loaded cut sheet. The big take this morning following yesterday's victories for Donald Trump. And also, speaking of Trump, Truth Social goes public today. We will get into that. And also a story from Rolling Stone about Donald Trump and the 2024 election that I'm being dead honest here and completely serious. This is not a satire or parody headline, but we will get to it coming up in a little bit. Wait till you hear about this. But we have a ton, I mean a ton, of news to get to. Without further ado, the great Dawn Stensland at 603.
And good morning, Kale and Company. News live on this Tuesday, March 26th, 39 degrees. We do have a developing story with Philadelphia police investigating after gunfire rang out at a Philadelphia bus terminal. So Philadelphia police investigating a deadly double shooting. It happened in the city's Frankfurt section last night during the evening rush, Arrett Street at Septus, Arrett Transportation Center. One man shot in the chest, rushed to the hospital where they could not save him in the emergency department. Then that second victim identified by police as a man shot once in the back, twice in his leg. He was rushed to Temple University Hospital in stable condition. We still don't know what sparked this. We have no arrests in this case. Police say a gun was recovered at the scene and nobody seems to be talking. What was the motive? Was it robbery, gangs, drugs? We don't know, which is too often the familiar tale. We have a dire emergency, that's the word, with people in the water as a ship struck Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning, causing this partial collapse. Divers searching for people, as many as 20 people in the water. This is 48-degree water. So it's
I think we have
not
the
good.
Video. The video feed is rolling on YouTube if you're watching early.
It's like my worst nightmare. Like, I'm sure it's everybody's worst nightmare, but every time you go over a bridge, this is what I imagine happening.
Is this what goes through your mind when you go across a bridge?
Sometimes, yeah.
My dad will actually, when he travels, would avoid any big bridge like this.
Okay.
He has a phobia.
So it happened at like 1:30 this morning?
Yeah, about 1:30 this morning.
Now, I mean, I guess, maybe, I don't know, is this a stupid question? Or maybe I'm just stupid. So you have these boats. I mean, don't these boats have to... Now, was the boat too high and couldn't clear under? Or did it hit one of the barriers?
I think it hit one of the sides.
One of the supports
of the Francis Scott
Key Bridge.
Jeez. And I've gone across that bridge. I mean, I know that bridge quite well, having been to Baltimore many times.
I will say there were a lot of... Already on the bridge, there were road crews. There was a lot of construction going on.
Were they working when this happened?
So, apparently so.
Ugh.
Apparently so. So that's why they have even more people suspected of being in the water than usually at that hour. Because you have some shift workers,
right,
some truck drivers, that sort of thing. But multiple vehicles plunging from the bridge. Because you picture this huge vessel strikes one of the supports, roadway breaks apart in several places, and is just plunging to the water, into the river there. The ship then catches fire and sinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then at this point, you have all of these vehicles and all these people, you know, plunging into this frigid water.
So let me ask you a question. Because of the way the freight tanker, whatever it was, hit, I can see why the one side goes down, but why did both of them, like, that looks like almost it almost looks like an implosion. Like, I'm not saying it is, but it
like
looks
like a detonation.
Yeah, because like, why would the second side go down?
I mean I don't know how old that bridge is. I don't know how many updates they've done on it since it was first erected. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, not able to withstand that sort of force.
Yeah,
would be my guess.
Because they said the road, like Greg is saying, it broke apart in several different spots. It's not just one area underneath the support.
Interesting.
So the dive teams are, it's active right now, so we're watching this very carefully.
Did they have any sort of clue how many people are in the water?
They said at least six. I heard one report that they believed at least 6 to 7. Another report, at least 20. So I'm hearing multiple. I mean, that's a huge difference. You're down there in a dive team. These people, these first responders, are incredible.
I'm assuming that governor has already declared a state of emergency, and that'll probably take. I wonder. You know, obviously, you hope and pray for the people that fell into the water, but I'm just wondering. I wonder how long that would take to rebuild a bridge like that. I mean, we gave DeSantis a lot of credit for what he reestablished in Florida 2 summers ago, but that was a very, very small bridge. I mean, this thing is...
And his credit Shapiro here in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 95.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because of new technology.
Think of all of these disasters that have happened, though. I'm not trying to make this political, but under Pete Buttigieg's watch. I mean, this is a tragedy that sometimes you just can't avoid. But
right.
Boy, there have been a lot of them, haven't there?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're Mayor Pete. You just need a vacation. Poor guy.
That's true.
Wow.
Speaking of, since we're on this topic, SEPTA announced that their regional rail issues have been resolved for this morning's commute after a signaling problem caused delays. So, unfortunately, the issue started at 5:20 last night, and that's when people, you know, that's when this struck. So, what happened with a signaling issue? What does that mean as far as what is a computer-type issue? They said it started at the Wayne Junction Station in Germantown and caused that domino impact as the regional rail network was impacted, at least 13 regional rail train lines. Obviously, this impacted thousands of people whose evening commute last night had suffered major delays, many, many hours for thousands across our region because of the domino impact. So we're following that one for you. And the other headlines, I'll just headline this because I know that it went out in social media last night, but responding to those reports of raids at homes belonging to musician and producer Sean Diddy Combs. Yesterday, Department of Homeland Security Investigations has confirmed it had executed law enforcement actions as part of some kind of ongoing investigation.
Yeah, I was tracking this in real time. This is fascinating, right? So you have the Department of Homeland Security or National Homeland Security. They raid his Florida home in Miami and his L.A. home. Raw Alerts, if you follow them on Twitter, said they were tracking a flight where Diddy flew from, I believe, one of his properties, but they're not confirming, at least I saw as of last night, that he was on the flight, and it was his chartered flight going to the Caribbean. This is like O.J. Simpson getting on the 405 in the Bronco.
Yeah. So, like you're saying, they used Homeland Security as well as local law enforcement, Florida, California, but part of the allegation here of what they're investigating, transnational crime and threats, including human trafficking.
Yeah. Well, there's always kind of been these rumors out there that he's kind of in that same circle, allegedly. I'll use that word, allegedly, like R. Kelly was. So I don't know what's going on with this, but you know, my first thought was, who's he taking the fall for? Is he the ringleader of this, or is there is he about to get Epstein'd? Honestly, think about that. He could end up in the joint, just like the rest of these nut jobs in Hollywood.
And headlining the other one, this broke 11:20 a.m. yesterday. New York appeals court judge agreeing to slash that amount of bond for Donald J. Trump to cover the $454 million civil fraud verdict while he appeals it, reducing it to And I laughed yesterday when they released it as breaking news because NBC News, ABC, they said they reduced it to just $175 million.
Oh, yeah.
To just,
yeah.
You know, because that's like easy cash in the drawer.
Yeah, it's like me buying a steak sandwich at a local eater. It's just 12 bucks.
Oh, my goodness. The full forecast today, we are still looking at mild temperatures, watching very carefully Thursday, because Thursday, rain showers. It's going to rain on Thursday for our big opening day, Citizens Bank Park, 20 years later.
They need to call this game. I mean, Friday's
going to
be...
Why do they wait so long?
Friday's going to be beautiful. Seriously, just call the game because people need to make other plans.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
It's a day game.
Make it a doubleheader on Friday.
It's and not...
Or yes.
They're not playing on Friday.
Oh, okay. So it's right. Thursday, Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, they leave Friday open for these yeah. sort of situations. So you gave your players that extra day of buffer, let them use it.
I say this should be the permanent rule of baseball. I think I said this yesterday. All teams on the East Coast, they spend the first 3 weeks of April out on the West Coast, unless you're playing a team in a dome.
Yeah.
So you can avoid this, because the weather stinks until after like the second or third week of April around here.
Yeah, I think it's a timing issue. So 52 degrees, mostly sunny today. Tomorrow, 54. That's when the rain moves in tomorrow. And so it rains overnight. So at what point does the rain end? So I think that they'll make the call either tonight or tomorrow.
Like, come on. Just make the call.
The forecast is always wrong.
Yeah, what is Brazier doing? Let's go.
He's being wise. He's done this a few times. Yeah. Is that his first rodeo,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Because as Greg said, Friday, 55 degrees, bright sunny skies, and then Saturday, 59 degrees, partly sunny. Easter Sunday, 60 degrees.
Nice.
Beautiful Easter forecast, 60 degrees. So you have that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, very nice sunny stretch. But unfortunately, Thursday opening day on the 28th, it's a 70%+ chance of showers and 51 degrees with at least 20+ mile an hour winds. Not a great day.
No.
Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:14 Tuesday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take brought to you by United Tire, the twists and turns of the Trump trials. Another day in the court for Donald Trump. Monday was another temporary victory for the 45th president of the United States and another unforeseen snag for those trying to take down the Republican nominee. While Donald Trump and his legal team are fighting tooth and nail to delay these kangaroo courts until after the election, it's a stark reminder how great our court system can actually be. Appeal. The appeals process, appellate courts. They have been a blessing for Trump and anybody fighting injustice in the court system. Yesterday was a perfect illustration of appellate courts being willing to rein in this trial court absurdity. Trump's $454 million judgment bond was slashed by more than half in yesterday's appeals court ruling. Donald Trump telling the judge that he would abide by the appeals decision. Trump must pay the now reduced $175 million within the next 10 days. And if Trump does post the $175 million by the new deadline, it would effectively block Letitia James from attempts to seize his assets as he continues to appeal the judgment by New York Judge Arthur Engoron. Here was Trump walking out of court yesterday with the victory. Listen and watch this.
Thank you very much. Judge Engoron has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Business is aflee. You see that? We just released a statement on truth. Business is aflee and crime is flourishing all over the state. And what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
Would you accept foreign money to pay the bond?
It's been a pretty good last 4 days for Donald Trump. He goes from owing almost half a billion dollars to now $175 million. This after finding out on Friday that his shares of Truth Social, which goes public today, are worth approximately $3 billion. So how is the left handling the appellate ruling of yesterday? Well, let's check in on MSNBC as they are having a meltdown over Trump's appeals process victory. Listen and watch this.
Honestly, this is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Aw, Tristan Snell, cry me a river, a grown man throwing a temper tantrum over something that doesn't affect or impact him personally. What do you mean he gets his own set of rules? Anybody in a court that doesn't like the ruling or verdict has the right to appeal. It's not a Donald Trump thing. It's the way our court systems work. And also, by the way, Trump has the money to fight it. That's the way the legal system has always been. The best defense money can buy. Was Tristan crying over OJ and the Dream Team because OJ Simpson could afford five highly priced attorneys? And let's not talk about own sets of rules. All the rules have been thrown out in this fiasco against Trump. Countless untested fringe legal theories, statutes of limitations that have expired, all thrown in Trump's direction, with prosecutors and attorney generals and judges just hoping something sticks. Campaign promises to get him, which, by the way, are illegal. Clearly, Tristan was upset yesterday. So why are the Democrats, the Biden administration, and the DOJ doing all of this? Well, Trump says it's because they can't beat him legitimately. Listen and watch this clip.
Because they can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of
Russia, 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 because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible.
Fox News legal analyst Jonathan Turley tweeting the following thread yesterday after the ruling, saying, quote, "The New York Court of Appeals has finally intervened to offer a modicum of restraint in the Trump case. It has given former President Donald Trump 10 more days to post a bond of $175 million that is likely doable and avoids the cliff drop setup by Engeron and James. Both Engeron and James would have gained greater credibility if they recognized the obvious unreasonableness of the original demand. While still a massive bond lift, it should be attainable for Trump to allow for the review of Engeron's controversial ruling. For those looking for a thrill kill moment at midnight, this will be a disappointment. Hopefully, the appellate court will restore a degree of objectivity and restraint missing on the trial level. The true sunk costs of this controversy are likely borne by Democrats who have been seen as engaging in raw lawfare, turning the New York legal system into an inescapable political vortex is repellent for many citizens and companies alike." Although there was also more news yesterday with cases involving Donald Trump in New York. The Stormy Daniels, Alvin Bragg hush money case, some bad news dealt to Donald Trump, as that case will officially begin on April 15th. And it will begin with jury selection in just under 3 weeks. And this will cement the fact that this will be the first of Trump's four criminal indictments to go to trial. Trump faces 34, as I like to call it, copy and paste felonies per the indictment. But I've arrived at this conclusion that other than the Alvin Bragg $130,000 payment case, none of these cases are going to conclude before the election. And I do think the clock will run out due to Trump's right to appeal, even though that upsets Tristan on MSNBC. And it remains to be seen how all of these court cases will ultimately conclude. But if you're scoring at home, Trump has made it very, very difficult in all of these cases as he fights for his freedom, his assets, and his ability to campaign for a second term. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take brought to you by United Tire. United Tire and Service is a pot of gold waiting for you. Now through April 2nd, all tires are on sale, plus extra savings on $80 on all Michelin tires and an instant $40 from United Tire. Visit UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We'll get your thoughts and reaction if you want to jump in yesterday from what happened with Trump and that number being slashed to $175 million. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT and, of course, in the YouTube chat. We'll get to that when we come back. It's Kale and Company live on this Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 1210WPHT. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Just 6 weeks ago, we dropped the debut episode of Kale Pool Karaoke, and we filmed that premiere episode in a 2024 Honda Pilot Trail Sport. What an awesome SUV, luxury, all the accessories, the bells and the whistles, the amenities, and oh, by the way, great for off-roading. It is rugged. It'll handle all sorts of different terrain. Comes with a 7-mode drive system, trail watch, multi-camera view, 18-inch alloy wheels, and wireless Apple CarPlay, and the luxury and the accessibility of third-row seating. You can explore this model as well as all of the other variations at one of the 5 Piazza Honda locations in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield, and Langhorne, or shop all their inventory, PiazzaAutoGroup.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have so much to get to this morning. Going to be a good show. But we begin this morning with the big take on Donald Trump and his victory yesterday in court as what he owed slashed from you know, depending on what source you look at, $464 million, $454 million. I like to just, I've seen as high as 550 some million. So we'll just call it a half billion. We'll give it a flat number. And that was slashed to $175 million to the point where people on mainstream media, they couldn't process it. Tristan Snell, that I played for you in the Big Take, is supposed to be an expert, and he thinks Trump is getting preferential treatment, and he's upset that, well, Trump owns buildings and properties and mansions, and he's got planes and yachts. Yeah, he's got a right to appeal. I mean, anybody in a criminal or a civil court of law has the right to take advantage of the appellate review process, and that is exactly what Donald Trump is doing. Dawn, I know you were on the air as this was unfolding in real time yesterday with Trump in court. Your thoughts and takeaways from yesterday's discounted rate?
I think I'm not, first of all, I'm not surprised by it because there were so many officials and experts who said that this is not unusual that you would have, because in essence, we've never really seen, you know, $500 million bond like this is insane. Mm-hmm. It's historic. So I know that ahead of it over the weekend, I had heard several experts say from something even smaller, it would not be unusual to lower something such as this. So it also is a sign to me that the appellate court views it like we all do, that this is insane. Yeah. This is a huge amount of money. It's unprecedented, and I'll just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful that there's some sanity. I mean, it's still crazy and surreal to me.
It's still
that
an
this
exorbitant
is happening.
Amount yeah. of money. I don't care how wealthy you are, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could be Elon Musk rich. I've got to imagine $175 million. You feel that. Right. Like that's, you know, I know Elon Musk lost $22 billion, so to speak, on his purchase of Twitter. Remember, you know, he bought it for $44 billion, lost $22 billion. But I've always said wealthy people stay wealthy because they value not losing money. Right. Like, you know, Trump, no matter how much he cashes in on Truth, I think his net worth, according to Bloomberg yesterday, the report came out with the sale of Truth. Trump is now once again one of the world's 500 richest people, and his net worth is $6.5 billion. Truth Social goes public today on the stock market. And it will take Trump probably 6 months until he can, you know, liquidate and get this cash. But once he does, I mean, you just do the math, $175 million into $4 billion, it's not a huge dent, but you still feel it for sure.
It was so interesting the other day, and I apologize. I wish I could remember. It was somebody who's known Trump for years, covered him and was reporting on this, but somebody who's covered him for years and knows him and is not necessarily a friend per se, but said something to the effect of, first of all, you got to understand this guy has, and I'm paraphrasing because somebody might be driving the kiddies to school, but this guy has quijones of steel, and he always something, he's the luckiest guy, something will happen. And sure enough, that this was ahead of Friday's vote that teed up what you're talking about with True Social going public. But the fact that, you know, you mentioned, Nick, you know, part of wealthy individuals like this, part of it is the risk. Somebody who can take that risk and face a risk. And there's a lot of risk in everything he has done, even running for president as a conservative. Clearly, apparently, if you're a billionaire and you announce yourself as a conservative, and or he, not that he's a full conservative, but as a Republican, sort of a Reagan-esque, you know, moderate conservative, but that's a huge risk in America today.
He's the first ever president in the modern era of American politics that has lost money being the president of the United States. Look at all of these guys that go into the position, and when they leave office after 4 or 8 years, look at their projected net worth. Obama was far more wealthy when he walked out. Bill Clinton, G.W. Bush, on down the list. Trump's the only guy to take a hit to his bottom line as a president.
And to your point, the only guy who, you know, look at the others, community organizers, political, you know, career politicians, if you will, he's somebody who was never a politician.
Yeah.
Was never an elected official, is a business guy. And apparently, if you're that businessman, especially a billionaire businessman, and God forbid you're not part of the partisan swamp, and you run for office with an R behind your name, you better be ready for the risk.
There's no doubt about it.
Hey, Nick, I'm just there's breaking news out of Baltimore real quick here.
What do we have?
The chief of there, James Wallace, just spoke a second ago. He says two people, they've been able to rescue two people from the water. One of them taken to the hospital in stable condition but serious. The other one refused treatment and he's fine.
Okay.
So they believe they still have seven in the water, and they're using they have people come, first responders from the region coming by air in the water on that ship that went down. And so, but they, thank God they were able to get two immediately out of the water, divers still in there. This is not a recovery. This is a rescue. They believe they have seven people still alive in the water.
And if I recall earlier, you said the water temperature was 48 degrees?
48.
Okay. I mean, not frigid to the point where you're going to get hypothermia and die, but certainly cold. I don't want to be in 48 degree water, I'll tell you that much. When you think about this story, though, I was just thinking about this when we were doing the news 35 minutes ago. Would you, I don't even know, this is just the way my brain thinks. When you're on that bridge, and you are either in a vehicle as just a pedestrian driving by, or if you're working on those road crews, I would think, wouldn't it be better off if when that bridge collapses, that you're a worker just kind of out there standing? Because now,
rather than being in a car
and being submerged and with the pressure of the water, and I mean, I don't know, can you even open your door underwater? Like, I would think you'd want to be a construction person, honestly.
And then the other question is, how many individuals were on the vessel? Remember, the vessel sunk immediately. So they have, this is a it's over a large area because they have people they believe were in that could be trapped.
Was that just a cargo vessel? Or was that with, I mean, and I know it wasn't a cruise ship, but was there more than just a few civilians on that boat?
I don't know that information. Okay. I know that they're saying, I mean, they have the number seven. So they know, especially from the two guys they rescued, they know how many guys were doing the construction work. Then they know if there were any other vehicles impacted by it. And then they know how many people were on that cargo ship. So it's amazing, though, those divers were able to immediately get two people out of the water.
It is. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in.
I always think about this, too. Like, if I'm in a car and a bridge collapses or you fall, you know, you go into a... Do you immediately, as soon as you know what's happening, open the door and jump out? Do you open your windows?
In real time, in that split second, probably tough to think that quick on the fly. I mean, I don't know how quickly it would take for that bridge to collapse and for you to...
Because when a vehicle hits the water, it doesn't immediately go down.
No, it bobs like a cork.
Yes.
Right.
So you do have a little time to get out, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Bob on Twitter says, sounds like they didn't wake the president for the bridge collapse.
No, Joe's still sleeping.
But they did. Pete Buttigieg has been alerted, said that the feds would help. Governor declared an emergency. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not hearing anything about Biden.
Wow.
20 crew and 2 pilot.
20 crew?
They're okay. That's what Navy Prepper is saying on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, initially, that was the number. I said it's 6. I heard 20. So thank God they do. It sounds like they have survivors here. As far as those who were still on the bridge, depending on where it fell, it's the video is unbelievable that you showed, you know, earlier. NBC had it, you know, they have all these different cameras from buildings, and it's.
I mean, the way it separates there, and I mean, you see the far right end of it go vertical after it, you know, separates. That's got to be, my God, it's got to be at least 70 yards long where that chunk collapses.
Let's pull into this.
All right, we're going to go to the press conference.
NBC 10 breaking today. News.
Fire Chief Wallace.
Baltimore officials call an unspeakable tragedy. A container ship, a large container ship there, crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We had video of it. We've been showing you all morning long. We now know at least two people have been recovered.
Very crucial
information. One that was very serious condition. The other one uninjured.
Yes.
Because there were cars on the deck of that bridge when it collapsed.
Thank God it wasn't rush hour when it happened, right?
Yeah.
Potentially workers, too, as many as 140 people are looking for.
Yeah, and now we want to go to NBC 10's Matt's.
Okay.
I mean, you think about it. It's probably, if there's ever a, you know, the best time, I mean, based on the least amount of human life being on that bridge.
Exactly.
140 in the morning is probably it.
Yeah.
What's amazing, the one individual who is not injured refused any treatment. So it sounds, I'm inferring from what Chief Wallace, the fire chief, said, that individual is now assisting in the rescue. These are his buddies.
Yeah, that's a tough dude right there. No, I'm good. I'm going to go help find my guys.
Yep.
There you go. 855-839-1210. All right, we'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. I'll give you the opening listing price for Truth Social. And then Rolling Stone with the headline of all headlines. And it's not satire. It's not parody. The headline reads for RollingStone.com, Joe Biden is building a superstructure to stop Donald Trump from stealing the election. We'll get to that when we continue. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's that time of year, springtime, when we need to think about the lawn. Before you know it, yeah, the grass is going to be overgrown with weeds, taking away from the beauty of your home. Swing into spring with Natural Lawn of America's safer lawn care treatments. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, with fewer weeds for more than 35 years now. So my Natural Lawn guy already came by, and I'll have to read you what I have. You know, they give you the diagnosis. Here's what you've got. It's, you know, it's like the doctor's diagnosis. They tell you what's going on and tell you the remedy. And my soil needed a little help, too. You know, the lawn needs a little help. It was a rough winter. So this is not a one-size-fits-all lawn care company. That's what I'm talking about. Natural Lawn Certified Specialists, they tailor the treatments to your lawn's specific needs. And they use exclusive organic-based fertilizers and safer weed and insect controls, which give you the results you want and peace of mind that you deserve. Locally owned, family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, Natural Lawn is competitively priced and has a satisfaction guarantee. They're great people to work with. I've worked with them for years now. So just get started today. Take advantage of their limited time offer now. Free seeding every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Get free seeding every year. 800-FREE-SEED. Visit naturallawn.com. Naturallawn.com. Trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning, we will get to Ron DeSantis and the Florida social media ban for minors. That is coming up in hour number two. Also, when it comes to Pennsylvania for Donald Trump, it's not so much about Philadelphia, it's not so much about Pittsburgh, but for Biden and Trump in 2024, it will be about the bellwether counties. We will get to a very in-depth breakdown of that coming up before we get to the cut sheet this morning. But just to put a bow on the Trump stuff for the first hour, as I mentioned before the break, Truth Social will officially go public today when the market opens. Donald Trump had a roughly 60% stake in the company, and once he is able to get the cash for those shares, which are locked up for 6 months, it'll be close to the tune of $4 billion. And if you're wondering what Trump's platform, Truth Social, will go for in the stock market, shares of Digital World were up 35% yesterday to $49.95 per share. And Truth Social will begin trading at that price today, $49.95 per share. Truth Social will have a market value of roughly $6.8 billion when it begins trading today, a staggering valuation for a company that has had about $5 million in sales, yet tens of millions of dollars in losses since its launch in 2021. Now, that being said, I am no financial advisor, nor am I giving any financial advice. But if you look at the way Trump has been in the polls, you look at the way his sneakers did in the initial like listing price to buy them and what they're reselling for, I don't know. Like if you got a couple hundred bucks to toss around, you buy a few shares of Truth Social, knowing that everything that Trump deals with in this politicized, persecuted way that he's dealing with all these different trials, do you try to turn a quick profit on Truth Social? Be interesting to see how people evaluate that $50 per share. But let me wrap up with this headline. And I can't believe this is really a headline coming from Rolling Stone. Joe Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. Let me read you just a few excerpts of this story. They go on to say, Trump and his MAGA allies have been working for years to pre-rig the 2024 election. For years, Donald Trump has made it abundantly clear that if he doesn't win in 2024, he is willing to cheat and steal it. Since President Joe Biden's inaugural address, according to sources with intimate knowledge of the situation, Biden and his inner circles have been drawing up meticulous plans and creating a large legal network focused on wargaming a close election finish. The ex-president and many of his influential allies were already busy plotting ways to tilt the election in his favor. Numerous Democratic lawmakers, operatives, Biden campaign advisors, and administration officials tell Rolling Stone that if the president does ultimately beat Trump this November, the election will be exceedingly close. And I agree right there. I think this is going to be a super, super close election. But over the past year, Team Biden has been conducting war games, crafting complex legal strategies, and devoting extensive resources to prepare for, as one former senior Biden administration official puts it, all hell breaking loose scenarios. Quote, President Biden has been worried for a while now that Donald Trump is going to try to steal the election if it's very close on election day, says a source familiar with Biden's thinking. Let me just go through this, and maybe I'm misinterpreting what Rolling Stone or the Biden administration is claiming. So it's Donald Trump that's going to try to steal an election. Let me ask you something. How does a Republican in today's world steal an election? Think about this. You know, he has said, and Trump has said, that Democrats are going to do this to him again. And they're doing it right now through the process of election interference with the court system. But I want people to think about all these chaos scenarios. In 2017, 2018, and 2019, where was the chaos? I don't think the chaos came from Donald Trump. I think the chaos came from manufactured chaos, manufactured drama from the mainstream media, from Democrats with hoax after hoax, Russia collusion on down the list. And then we had more chaos in his fourth year in 2020 with COVID. But think about the advantage or advantages that Democrats enjoy in the United States of America when it comes to politics. They probably have a 10-to-1 media bias coverage advantage with the sheer number of outlets that position things in favor of Democrats and the left. They have big tech in their corner, minus X. Every other social media platform skews hard left. Democrats control 2/3 of the power right now in the United States, and the 1/3 that Republicans have, we now have a one-seat advantage. It's razor, razor thin. And oh, by the way, the amount of people that usually get their news from non-credible sources is astounding. So I asked the question, how can Donald Trump or any Republican rig an election or steal in an election? I thought this was like the Babylon Bee. I thought this was satire and parody. But the Democrats are actually to the point now where they say they are preparing and they have been prepping for years behind closed doors for Trump to steal an election. That's some next level. I don't know if this is a planted story. I don't know if they're really plotting this, if they really believe that. But Republicans, how does a Republican steal an election? I want everybody to think about that this morning. I mean, we don't take advantage of ballot harvesting legally. Republicans hate mail-in balloting. So what modality out there exists for Republicans to gain any sort of advantage? 855-839-1210. I don't see it. So I saw this story and I'm just like, what in the world are they talking about? How could Trump or any Republican steal an election? We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two. Dawn will have some news and then we will get to this ban. I got to tell you, there's part of me that likes protecting the youth of America, especially with their mental health. But I tell you what, we need more parents and less government. disagree with DeSantis on this social media ban. We'll get to that story as we continue. Hour two is next. Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.